producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Day.
Good day, 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is here as well to help cook the books, as it were. All right, so you know that I'm suffering, I'm sleep-deprived when I pull out the blonde jokes. This is just Richie and I somehow.
Right, here we go.
We're just talking about blondes, and so I thought it was time for at least one or two or three blonde jokes. Roberta, you ready?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Jennifer, you ready?
She's ready, trust me.
I don't know. What do you do, Roberta, if a blonde throws a pin at you?
I don't know, Doug. What do?
You run. She has a grenade in her mouth. How can you tell if a blonde has been using your computer?
I don't know, Doug. How can you tell?
There's whiteout all over the monitor.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, good Lord.
Why shouldn't, how to use Google.
Why shouldn't blondes have coffee breaks?
Uh-oh. Why not, Doug?
It takes too long to retrain them.
That's just mean.
Hear about the blonde that got an AM radio?
Yeah, what about her?
It took her a month to realize she could play it at night. What happened to the blonde ice hockey team?
What happened?
Spring training.
They drowned in...
Yeah.
What happened?
They drowned in spring training.
Okay, that's enough. When Richie knows what the punchlines are, that's enough. We've had enough of that stuff. Okay. So let's deal with something that's very important, I think, to us all in America this week, and that is the remembrance that happens. We have a lot of remembrances when it comes to our servicemen and women in World War II and veterans and that. So this is sort of Pearl Harbor week. By the way, it's the beginning of Hanukkah as well. We're going to celebrate that in a few minutes here on Good Day. But in terms of the people who will do a lot of things this week, to remember Pearl Harbor. Richie, you have a connection to the American Veterans Center in Washington, housed in the same building as Radio America, which is our originating network. Uh-huh. And so you have a collection of stats. The veterans who are still around from World War II, a special breed. Tom Brokaw wrote about them as America's greatest generation. And in many ways, they were. There was something that came out of that experience that has been certainly highlighted and underscored and appreciated, because it was a time when we went to war, we had to go to war. There was really not much else. At the time we got in, it was beyond, even though you can make a case for the military-industrial complex getting behind the Japanese, and maybe that's what started World War II, or they could have, you know, kept the information from getting to us, or we knew the information and we didn't acknowledge it or do anything about it because we wanted to get into the war because it was good for business. Remember, we were coming out of the Depression. A lot of people have written a lot of books that make great sense when it comes to why we got into World War II. However, having said that, we got into it. A lot of people committed themselves in a way. The toll on American family life, it seems to me, was extreme. But yet we rallied around, and for whatever the reason, we were better for it. Something happened, and maybe this was the genius, and I say this with a quotation mark around it, the genius of getting into World War II was getting us out of the Depression and getting us focused on how we as a country need to be unified. Because we were split. The Depression, things that happened after the crash and into the mid-30s, the horrible realities, the economy in this country was in shambles. And so there needed to be something that brought everybody together. People were fighting over food. They were fighting over where they could sleep. I mean, the country was a disaster. And then here we have World War II. People get together. Everybody's working for the government one way or another. You know, that was the first signs of socialism / communism, if there were any in reality, were when the government took over a lot of businesses, and the ones they didn't take over, they were paying for, because everything, the clothing business, the housing business, the armaments business, the automobile business, everything was for the war. Everything went toward the war. So we had went out on a huge IOU, and you know, it did a lot for us, including develop people in a way that they might not have been developed had there not been the experience of World War II. So what veterans, what do you have information-wise, Richie, as to who's still around?
During World War II, there were approximately 16 million Americans who served.
Served, yep.
All of those people today, if they're still alive, will be in their 90s.
Yeah.
There are approximately 855,000 World War II vets left today, this year, 2015,
uh-huh,
with 492 of them dying each day.
Really?
In the year 2000, there were 6 million left, just under, and like I said, now we're just under a million. 492 pass away each day, so that's kind of why we here at the American Veterans Center try to get their stories as much as we can so they can tell their stories. And Doug, I mean,
you recorded a lot of them.
Recorded a lot of stories, yeah. We do video, radio shows, the whole bit.
And didn't you bring in some stars to record PSAs for people to support what the Veterans Center was doing?
We did. We do an honors program each year, which is around Veterans Day, which is kind of like the Oscars,
yep,
for veterans.
Yep.
Those who have served and done outstanding things, we honor from each military branch and from each theater of war. And you get to see some incredible stories. And we had three of the Doolittle Raiders
really?
In this past year. And we also did a televised thing of their last toast, because every year the remaining Raiders would get together and drink Hennessy and toast each other. And this year they did their final toast. There's only three left. And it's just an amazing story. But one of the interesting things, if you look at the World War II vets who are still living state by state in 2015, take a guess as to which state is home to the most World War II veterans, and which state is home to the
Alabama.
Least amount of World War II veterans.
Alabama would be one, New York State would be two.
Alabama has 12,000 vets, and New York has 44,000 vets, but that's not even close to California and Florida.
Really? Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, warm weather. California has 93,000 World War II vets living there today.
Really?
And Florida has 79,000. The state with the least amount? Alaska. 1,559. Makes sense.
Who has to go north to
and Wyoming and
when you're 90.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, who wants to go up there? Well, that's good.
So if you know a World War II vet, thank them.
Yeah.
Have them tell their story,
yeah,
because it's an amazing
experience.
Great story.
Yeah, sure is. 15 past the hour, in celebration of our country and our lives, this is Good Day.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotion, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more fights!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Okay, radio listeners, I've got the Christmas deal of the day for you right here, Sherry's Berries. Their gourmet berries are fresh, juicy, and dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey deliciousness. Then they're sprinkled with toppings like chocolate chips and nuts. And right now, you can get these gourmet-dipped berries starting at $19.99. Plus, get this, you order today and you'll get double the berries for just $10 more. That's a really sweet deal. And Sherry's Berries are so decadent, juicy, and delicious. One bite and the excitement on their face will say it all. They're perfect for friends, family, or that amazing party host, your child's teacher, the office. If you want to make anyone's holidays happy, these berries are the gift to send. Gourmet dipped berries starting at $19.99 and double the berries for $10 more. But you gotta hurry, Christmas is almost here, and this deal expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and enter secret code 700. That's BERRIES.com. Secret code 700.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratchet and chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Store.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, if you start with okay, we know we're in for trouble.
Yep. A Harrow patrolman pulled alongside a speeding car on the freeway. Glancing at the car, he was astounded to see that the blonde behind the wheel was knitting at the same time she was driving. Huh. Realizing that she was oblivious to his flashing lights and siren, the trooper cranked down his window, turned on his bullhorn, and yelled, "Pull over!" "No," the blonde yelled, "it's a scarf." A Russian, an American, and a blonde were talking one day. The Russian said, "We were the first in space." The American said, "We were the first on the moon." Blonde said, "So what? We're going to be the first on the sun." Russian and the American looked at each other and shook their heads. "You can't land on the sun, you idiot. You'll burn up."
Punchline, everybody?
To which the blonde replied,
"We'll go at night."
Oh, very good, Roberta.
I am so impressed. Okay.
When
totally
somebody
impressed.
Knows the answer, it's time to stop and move on to other exciting things.
You
good news.
You would have loved yesterday when we were at the our little Christmas light.
To whom are you speaking?
You.
Yeah, yeah, right.
There was young high school kids and a couple of girls walking around dressed up as a Christmas tree and a Christmas gingerbread man telling stupid Christmas jokes.
Really?
And you
I haven't gotten there yet, Richard. You just telling stupid
you
jokes.
Would have spent an hour with these two girls because they were just so silly and so funny. You would have loved it.
That's good. You know, people, when I talk to people, sometimes this program is a serious tone to it. We all are very intelligent people and we have intelligent ways of discussing some of the issues. Some of you listening may not agree that we always have intelligent ways of discussing the issues, but you have to admit that they're pretty interesting conversations. So, but when I'm I'll never forget the first time I was interviewed, it was a long time ago, as to my philosophy on the radio. Uh-huh. And this fellow, at that time I was doing a more political program. This is maybe 25 years ago, because the Good Day program is 28 years old this year. So anyway, I said, he said, "Well, what's really your philosophy?" And I said, "I don't have a philosophy." He said, "Well, what would you do if you were given, you know, the chance to really do what you wanted all the time?" I said, "I would completely screw off all the time on the air. I would have not a moment of serious conversation about anything."
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Rich.
What did the grape say to the peanut butter?
Oh, no.
I've had enough of this.
I'm in a jam.
Tis the season to be jelly.
Okay. 21 after on Good Day.
devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Adam Sandler, new concert material, released as a single, the new Hanukkah song.
Yay.
It's Hanukkah 2015, early this year. So, Richie, have you got the, there was a star with him singing right away.
All right, everybody, come back in. Come on back in. Hurry up. Are you ready?
It's our concert in San Diego.
Adam Sandler! Just like Jesus, Olaf, Punky Brewster, Scott Rudin, and that kid.
Olaf.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt enjoys eating Google. So does Stanley Jake Gyllenhaal and the two guys who founded Google. Adam Levine wears a Jewish star. So does Drake and Seth Rogen. To match the belt he won from Hulk Hogan. We got Scarlett Johansson. Talk about a kosher crush. And if you need a higher voice to turn you on, how about Getty Lee from Love? We may not have a cartoon with a reindeer that can talk, but we also don't have polio, thanks to Dr. Jonas Salk. Harry Potter and his magic Hanukkah. Celebrate Hanukkah. Jared from Subway.
Not a Jew.
God damn it, a Jew. But guess who's Jewish and can fix him? Love Line, Dr. Drew.
Get on it, Doc. This is my Christmas Carol. Queen Elsa from Frozen. David Bacon. I have a wolf in half of you, but 100% nutty.
Listen to that crowd, will you?
Woo!
What? Hey, so I'm laughing and crying.
Great stuff.
That guy has become a Christmas time tradition with that stupid song.
Well, he knows how. I mean, this guy
is what, number four, right? This is the fourth one.
Yeah.
He's about as smart as anybody you're going to find in Hollywood. He's very, very smart.
Critics hate him, and the people love him, and he makes millions of dollars.
It's all right. I told you he played basketball with my son.
You have to be smart to be lyrical like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's so silly, but it's fun.
But he does.
Yeah.
He's playful all the time. Brent, he's just full of fun and very smart. Good combination. 28 after on Good Day.
60 seconds to a better life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Tired of people pushing your buttons? Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith says, realizing you have them is the first step.
As we journey through life, the typical reaction is there is a trigger. The trigger produces an impulse, and impulse leads to behavior. If we can change the cycle a little so there's a trigger, it still will produce an impulse, but we have an awareness of what's going on around us. Then we realize we have a choice. Then we exhibit the behavior. And if you can just get to that level of awareness and choice, 80-90% of the time, we'll probably come up with a good solution.
When it feels like the whole world is working against you, it's good to know you have an ally. Doing What Works is here to help you to overcome and succeed. That's our job, and we love doing it for you in big and little ways every day. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate.
Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Certain terms, he doesn't get enough rest and he eats terrible food. So what do you expect? And he said, he sent me back an email and said, you sound just like my wife. But, you know, this time of year, people are going to get crazy, parties, shopping, getting things fixed and right for Christmas. Don't let your immune system go into the bucket, okay? Take Uncle Dougie's advice and eat the really good foods. Take supplements, lots of echinacea, things that'll boost a lot of vitamin C, boost your immune system, because this time of year people just drag themselves down, go crazy. Jennifer would be the perfect person for this because she'll be everywhere, and people are going to want her to do everything.
And like you're sitting on my shoulder.
Yeah. Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli here along with Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. I'm making reference and probably will for a while here and there to Deepak Chopra and an event that I went to on Sunday night that was really quite compelling from my point of view. One of his targets, Richie, is one of my favorite targets, and we both sat right up in the seat when he started talking about Monsanto and GMO foods and what's going on to the planet. The theme, for those of you who haven't heard me talking about this, was how our genetic makeup really basically prescribes who we are and how, what we need to learn about ourselves, and that's what I thought was so instructive about.
Did you see the story I sent you?
That's why I'm right.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. I was going to just bring it up, but go ahead.
No, that was exactly what I was going to, Jennifer. Thank you for sending that along. See, one of the things on the Good Day program is so good is we all contribute to each other's knowledge and hopefully to your knowledge and well-being. You know, as a family farmer, how I am Monsanto is the king of horror, as far as I'm concerned. And the things that came out of our lecture last night from Deepak Chopra about what happens as these people continue to modify the food system, the food chain, and what's going on in terms of actual literal survival at the hands of these people, you have no idea how they are messing with the food that we're eating and how bad it is and how many people are going to get sick as we go forward, as these people corrupt the entire planet with their food and their mania at controlling food. So anyway, one of the good things that Jennifer sent along was the story about this trial, Monsanto on trial by a consortium of international companies, including the Organic Consumers Association, International Organics Group, a Regeneration International Group, Millions Against Monsanto, and dozens of global food, farming, and environmental justice groups. This is just the tip of the iceberg. If you think I have exaggerated what these people are doing or trying to do to the food supply, you have no idea. You're burying your head in the sand. These people are as bad as any group of people that have ever been on the planet. The toxic chemicals that they've produced, the PCBs that they've produced, the persistent organic pollutants that they produce, the effect on animal and human fertility, because of what they have put into the food supply. They created Agent Orange that was used, remember, the Vietnam War, and they also created an herbicide called Lasso that is banned pretty much everywhere in the world except here. They're going to be put on trial for crimes against humanity and the environment.
Whoa.
The most recent and biggest global health scandal involves Monsanto and Roundup, which has been classified as a probable carcinogen and responsible for how many deaths. Nobody even can come close to understanding what they are doing to the food chain. So if you don't look at labels, remember, they're the ones that are trying to keep food labels from becoming a reality. They sued the state of Vermont. State of Vermont was the first state in the country to produce a requirement that the foods that are sold in the state of Vermont have a label on them that tells you where the stuff comes from, because that's what people want to know. They tried and they were successful in California, 2 years ago, Jennifer, when there was Prop 34, I think, or 37.
37, I think.
37, which was aimed at labeling foods. These bastards came out with an ad that said that
be nice.
Small, well, okay.
What, minivan how, nice, minivan nice.
Did you kill that on?
No, I didn't. But.
Oh, okay. Anyway, yeah, I mean, minivan, I don't want to be offending people that are driving around with their children. But the bottom line is this is, but the people who are listening, the mothers that are driving around the minivan with their children are in agreement. If they have any knowledge at all, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Runs so deep at Monsanto, though, Dougie. I mean, I didn't know anybody who voted against 37.
Yeah,
and
right.
I wouldn't
They're
be surprised
so
if there was funny business
of
going on.
Of course there was. Yeah.
Because most of the time, my political views do not agree with many of my neighbors in California. But one thing that everybody I talked to was like, oh, we're on board for this. I didn't know anybody who voted against it.
Yeah, no, but yet it lost. Monsanto
so
spent
weird.
$14 million trying to get it killed. What they said was that farmers are against it because it's more work for the farmers. That is so, I don't like the word lie.
It had no fiscal impact at all. It
lie, 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 cheat, cheat, cheat. They are the most corrupt bunch.
How do you really feel?
Well, that's how I really feel. And more because I'm a family farmer, Roberta, than anything else. But the locavore movement and the things, never mind all the other things, the safety of the planet. This is what Deepak Chopra was talking about, the way that the food supply is being corrupted and the planet can't keep handling these sorts of incursions to the volume that they are. The volume of, I mean, in the third world countries where their biggest problem is not being able to feed enough people, Monsanto goes in there and says, here, we'll grow three times as much food for you, and you just have to buy our seeds. Well, okay. If faced with starving if the leader of a country has starving people in his hands and he knows that he can grow three times as much food using these seeds, you think he's going to think about the ramifications of how the stuff is applied to the soil and what happens to the soil when that stuff is used? No. Just, okay, let's go. So that's how this is working. And it is the three worst problems, the three worst foods in the world that are produced are coming at the hands of Monsanto, and something you just need to know about. All right, so it's the root. They are the root of not all evil, but certainly plenty of evil. And, you know, we got this war against the Islamics and the Muslims that are radical and all that other stuff. These people are just as bad because they're killing just as many people. It's just a different way. They do it with a smile on their face, and because they're thought of as an American company because they're successful. Look at these people in this group that are suing them from our country and around the world. They will not be able to have a lot of money, but sooner or later they're going to have to pay the piper because there's too much death at the hands of what they're doing, and people are realizing it. So, Jennifer, thank you for passing that along. It's kind of like there's a religion that's sort of built around this stuff. There are some of my farmer friends do not agree with me, by the way. The people that grow beans and corn and stuff, they can get more volume out of it. They are not in on this. It's the people that serve the local public that are in on this. But there's a lot of discussion of this sort of thing hand in hand with what's going on generally in the environment. And that was another thing that we were listening to Deepak Chopra talk about, the environment as it's cast. I think, and I've said this so many times, that we have a combination of things going on here. We have a combination of Mother Earth changing anyway, because that's what she does. There are a lot of things that happen, if you look at the history of the planet, that have changed in a wholesale way the face of the planet. That's happened over and over and over again. So I think that's happening, but we may be impacting it by using so much fossil fuel and affecting the atmosphere. So then there are these people that have been around this past week when this climate control Paris meeting, this conference, 120 countries were represented. The kinds of people who showed up to talk, unfortunately, were not always balanced. And that's what bothers me about the way these things are presented. They get to be, especially when governments are involved, there's money involved. I mean, everybody's selling wind power and solar power was at this meeting to try to convince governments to do it their way, which is fine. We do need to protect the environment. But there's a group of people that are now referred to as religious greens. 7 out of 10 members of the environmental groups that are established around the country and around the world, now referred to by the news media as religious greens, believe the environment crisis is more serious than people think, more serious than ISIS. Do we think that here collectively? Roberta, do you think that what's going on climate-wise is more important than the horror that's going on in the Middle East?
You know, I think it depends on whether you're looking at a shorter-term perspective or a longer-term perspective.
That's a great answer, yeah.
Longer-term, certainly climate is an extreme problem that we're facing, you know, and could result in the death of the planet. In that case, you know, who cares about ISIS anybody else?
Planet's not going to die, but it's going to throw off, it'll get rid of us.
It's going to throw off everything.
It'll get rid of us.
And them, too. So, you know, in that case, who cares? I think as far as an immediate problem, definitely ISIS right now is the more pressing immediate problem. I don't see why one is, you know, mutually exclusive of the other.
Right. Okay. Good point, Roberta. Jennifer, what do you think?
We'll hold on to your hats because I actually just absolutely agree with Roberta. I think climate change is something that we have to, I mean, look, I think it's all about personal responsibility more than throwing government money at something that's not going to make a bit of difference. I think it's all about keeping your own space clean and doing what you can in your life to make things better. So I would preface it with that. But I think that in a long term, sure, we need to talk about those types of things. I think short term, this is, our safety, our ability to go to the movies and go to work and take our kids to school is probably the most important thing.
Yep. Richie?
Yep, they said it all. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right, good food for thought. 45 past the hour here on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Actress, singer, and humanitarian Hilary Duff is kicking off the season of giving for a good cause.
I've joined forces with Johnson & Johnson's Donate a Photo program to raise funds to support Save the Children and other nonprofit organizations.
Donate a Photo is a free app that turns something most of us do every day, sharing a photo, into a way to raise funds and awareness for the causes we care about.
I'm sharing my photo to support Save the Children's Early Step to School Success program, which gives parents and caregivers tools and training they need to give their child a strong start in learning and in life. Johnson's Baby Brand will triple all donations made to Save the Children through Donate a Photo this holiday season.
And you can do it too. Visit donateaphoto.com to learn more.
In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
What does it mean to be obsessed with sound and creativity? For New York City-based premium audio company, Master and Dynamic, it means building beautifully crafted, technically sophisticated sound tools for creative minds. With a collection of headphones tuned to provide a rich, warm sound that perfectly captures the exceptional detail of well-recorded music, Master and Dynamic sees its headphones as modern thinking caps, tools to help focus and transport your mind. For more on Master and Dynamic, visit MasterDynamic.com.
All right, so things to celebrate. I guess it depends on your point of view, although it seems to me at this point in Jimmy Carter's life, most people ought to celebrate what he is all about, because he's, regardless of the fact that he was one of our worst, or I shouldn't say worst, least effective presidents. I don't know that I'd say. I mean, I think George Bush and President Obama are both horrible presidents, but they've been effective in screwing things up. Jimmy Carter's legacy isn't that bad. People just generally, I've interviewed him three or four times. I remember walking up to him. He's about the same height as I am. But one of the things about him, when you look in his eyes, one of those things, when you look in, remember when I told you the story, Richie, about meeting Yasser Arafat?
Yeah.
And looking in his eyes.
Yeah, how evil
startling.
He was.
Oh, my God, how startling his eyes were. And when, because that's what I do when I look at people, I look at their eyes. And looking into Jimmy Carter's eyes, you see something that's probably best defined, I don't know, pure goodness. That you would be probably applied to the prophets and Jesus or, you know, people like that. But in terms of what he is all about, he's a gentle, kind, considerate, caring man. And the good news is that he says his cancer is gone from his brain, not unlike Valerie Harper. So it must be something going on that they can get rid of. He didn't say it was cancer-free. It's gone from his brain, which, of course, is the most important thing. So a lot of people look at that as good news, and it is. Yep, that is good from his latest test, showing no signs of cancer in his brain. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the Good Day program. We have all kinds of online information. Our Tech Talk person today is Kim Garrison, who is a technical expert. He has a company called Realizing Innovation. Very innovative, if you will. Lots of people talking about that BitByte thing that we focused on yesterday for a bit. We have some new things that we will... We have no recycled material here. None of it is allowed. It's all fresh and new and hot. So we'll catch up with Kim in just a matter of moments. It's a new generation of credit cards and a new generation of professionals that are making it harder for those who would be fraudsters to forge and fake your identification so that they can steal your money. Merchants are finding it easier to authenticate cardholders, and that's a good thing. Let's find out more from our friend Brian Osich.
Credit card fraud has more than doubled over the past 15 years, but now financial institutions across the U.S. have adopted a new card that uses chip technology to keep customer information safer. University of Phoenix's Joe Lodewick.
Chip-enabled credit cards have been in place throughout much of the world for more than a decade, and they've seen a decrease in fraud. But this chip technology doesn't increase security for online transactions. More needs to be done to develop this technology, and more professionals are needed in the information security sector to make this happen.
A 2015 Global Information Information Security Workforce Study finds the information security workforce will see a global shortfall of 1.5 million within 5 years.
Most companies don't have enough information security professionals. Higher education institutions are working with industry leaders to meet this demand. University of Phoenix College of Information Systems and Technology offers a number of cybersecurity degrees and certificates with innovative courses aligned with industry standards.
For more, go to phoenix.edu. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix.
Get a money card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
All right, Kim Garrison is here. The town of Bellingham, Massachusetts, which is pretty close to me here in Framingham, has set out to create a safe place for people in their town to meet up and complete sales transactions that are made online. They have a sign up in front of the police department that says Internet Purchase Exchange Location. And that post is also on Facebook. Because of the popularity of Facebook and people selling things on Facebook and buying things, they want to create a place where you can actually do the business because you never know who you're dealing with on Facebook. That seems like a pretty smart idea, doesn't it, Kim?
I like it a lot, especially because I buy a lot of stuff through Facebook, Craigslist, things like that. And
right.
Oftentimes I have to, you know, just for convenience, I have to drive the 20 miles to pick it up. So with both of us driving to one location, it seems like it's convenient for both the seller and the buyer.
And it's safe. Convenient and
it's safe.
Safe. Yeah. Safe.
And I think it's going to be a way to meet people for dating if you're a millennial.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting speculative thing. Facebook is all about, yeah, that's true, maybe, getting people together. There's also something being tested by Facebook that we're talking about today, a tool that will enable users to shoot video with their smartphones and allow other people to see it live. What kind of technology would require or allow that to happen? Is that going to be difficult or easy for people to use?
I think that's going to be pretty easy. I mean, all the technology is there. Whether it's going to, you know, capture the attention of people, but the technology is there. That's not difficult. The question is, how is it going to be monetized?
Yeah.
That is advertising.
Yeah.
Are you going to have to watch an ad before you can live stream?
Yeah. All right. Here's a question a lot of people have about recycling old electronics before you buy your new Christmas gifts. Get rid of the old ones. How do they do that? What's the most commonly used way to get rid of some of your old gadgets before you get the new ones?
There are three services that I've been tracking: Amazon, Best Buy, and an online company called Gazelle, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E. So Amazon, you find it on the site, you click through what you have, Amazon gives you an estimate of how big of an Amazon gift card you'll get if they accept all your junk. They send you a shipping box, prepaid, you box up the junk. It's not just old electronics, but it can be old DVDs.
Wow. All right, that's a good idea. You might want to look around and see who's encouraging you to bring that.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job.
job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.